Bienvenidos to the 50-50, a Spanglish podcast. This is your host, Jesse.
And this is Jessica.
Este episodio vamos a soltar la sopa. We're going to let it all out. All right? We're going to tell people que ya estamos hasta el top when it comes to us. Tú y yo. I'm looking at you.
Ya no te quiero ver.
Yeah, and you know what I'm talking about, right?
I do know.
And for you to know what we're talking about, stay tuned. All this and more.
Coming up.
And once again, everybody, bienvenidos to the 50-50. This is your host, Jesse.
And this is Jessica.
Estamos tan enfadados que we don't even introduce ourselves like we usually do in the intro. Ni hicimos eso.
Why?
I don't know. Probably se nos fue because we're so into this conversation ahorita. Like, yeah, it feels like...
Let's just do it.
It feels right. Pero por those who don't know us, all our newest listeners, bienvenidos. Jesse and Jessica, we are the hosts of the Spanglish podcast, the 50-50. English podcast because es la forma más natural que nosotros hablamos. We talk a little bit like this y un poquito así.
Spanglish.
Down the middle, 50-50. We embrace our bicultural upbringing and we bring it to you via podcast form. Sí, como estamos diciendo en el intro, this topic, you know, es un poco personal porque hablamos de Jessica y yo. We get into the nitty-gritty when it comes to it. But before that, let me get my notes real quick and give us a coronavirus update, babe.
Well, you, as an extrovert, are not very, you're not handling things very well right now. I feel like you miss people.
I'm handling as best as I can. You know, I really am trying my best, but we are still here. Distancing, you know, because of the whole pandemic. And I think the distancing portion for me is, a veces is a challenge. You know, por ejemplo, like, cuando mi papá me hace, like, drop off algo, o yo voy algo, drop off con mis parents algo. For me, it's the weirdest thing, not, like, hugging them, you know?
Yeah.
Se me hace too weird eso. So, it takes some getting used to.
Is that it, though? ¿Extrañas tus estudiantes?
I miss my students, yeah. You know, I miss...
You talk to your coworkers all the time, though.
I know, but it's not the same. You know, like when we would, like, collaborate during lunch, it was cool to kind of, like, bounce
collaborate
ideas.
During lunch? You mean just talk crap and...
No, we would collaborate. We'd be very professional, you know, very, very professional.
Like, to each other. Sí, you always tell me, like, la carrilla que se echan at work.
Sí. Y that's it's been some of the things that I like people. I'm a people person. You know this.
You are a people person.
So for me, not being around people, like, it's been a challenge. I do like my alone time. I do like, you know.
Yeah.
Pero.
But for you, alone time, you just need like 20% of that and then you're good.
Uh-huh. Exactly. Like when I have my alone time, it's because I've dedicated like a huge chunk of me dealing with people in one shape or form, whether it's socially, professionally, yada, yada, yada.
Sí.
Pero tú, Miss Introvert, you've been thriving, dude.
Dude, I'm still okay. Yo pensé, honestly, dije yo, vamos a darle un mes. Vamos, you know, no, don't toot my horn here. But I'm fine. My garden is blooming. My peppers are popping. And that's all I need right now, to be honest.
Peppers, like, I love the fact that you didn't even, like, mention me in the all you need part.
Ah, sí. Well, la cosa es que, mira, we've been stuck here for a while. Pero no, I mean... Like, you didn't even say that you need me either for socializing.
I said people, didn't I? Dije people. Okay. ¿Tú qué eres, eh? ¿Tú qué eres?
Person.
A person, that's right. I need you, baby.
Pero es como that, eso es lo que me llena a mí. Sí. ¿Entiendes?
No yo.
So, y la cosa es que I'm not distancing, fool. Like, I'm still going to work.
Yeah, that's
so
true.
I still see people and, you know, somebody coughs at work and everybody's freaking out.
Red alert. You know, somebody called.
El otro día, something happened, like, at work. Like, hay acción. O sea, hay mucha acción.
Hay movimiento.
No somos, you know, it's not the whole, why was I going to say cast? It's not the whole staff. But I'm okay with that, you know? Cada quien con su rollo. And that's the thing.
Yeah.
You know? We do pickup orders en la Walmart. Yo muchas las veces soy la que voy.
Yo soy la que las pongo.
Because I work right next to the Walmart. Mm-hmm. Entonces, you know, even though es un vato ahí que no conozco, pero he says hi to me, you know, I crack my window and say hi to him.
O sea, you have that social aspect.
Sí, with. Sí, pues. O sea, I'm not that psychopath, you know, like, psychopath the word?
Yeah, sociopath.
No estoy tan loca. La cosa Andale. Es que tú estás encerrado, dude.
Estoy encerrado, yeah. But we are holding it down. You know, there's been a few things that we've experienced during this social distancing period que we kind of had to address. Por ejemplo, you know, we ahorita, now that we're home more than ever, we need this house to stay intact. Like, we need this house to function. Y there's been a few things que...
And we're using it.
Sí, dude. Like we're using this house como, I guess, like, más de lo que la casa pensaba que queríamos usar. You know what I mean?
Sí. Y creo que le hemos dado más uso en estas últimas semanas que en el último año.
Neta que sí, dude. Because, like, antes era como que, like, un check-in, check-out, estuvo, you know? Mm-hmm. And now, like, we've been...
Our weekends away.
Yeah, we've been living in it, so we've been giving it wear and tear.
Ya sé, ya ni quiero limpiar.
Así que, like this last thing, like, for example, we had an appliance that, like, started hiccuping on us de la nada, el dishwasher.
You guys.
Lo más decidió como que, like, ¿sabes qué? I'm gonna social distance from you guys, too. Y dejó de servir la cocinada.
Yeah.
Like, I got legit, like, worried because I'm like, okay, no, like, one crisis
this
at a time.
This can't happen right now.
One crisis at a time, sí. Please, you know?
Y no, es como que, bueno. Oh, el micro también.
El micro se murió.
Iba a decir, no es como que fue el micro, like something, you know, small.
The microwave is gone.
But our microwave is gone.
Mm-hmm. Rafa bought me that microwave, man. Thank you, Rafa. It lasted me 7 years.
Rafa bought us a microwave that didn't work from the beginning.
Oh, that's right.
Fuimos y lo regresamos a la Walmart y agarramos otro nuevo.
Sí. And that one lasted us 7 years.
Sí, sí.
And a whole, like a whole year that a renter used it. So, you know what I mean? Like,
it lasted
a while. Pero se murió el micro. The dishwasher stopped working for a while.
Okay, this is what happened. Uh-huh. Yo quería palomitas. Mm-hmm. Okay. Yo jamás en... No, I can't remember. ¿Cuándo he comprado yo microwavable popcorn?
Dude, I think this is like legit the second time ever that I've seen you buy microwavable popcorn.
When was the first time?
I want to say before we were married.
¿En la casa de mi mamá?
Sí.
¿Nombre?
Dude. Okay, so then never. I've never seen you do it. You know what? No, we actually, we bought, no, it wasn't microwavable. Remember we had a popcorn maker for a bit?
Yeah, we got an air popper at our wedding.
Yeah.
Pero esos son los kernels así nomás. Pero yeah. Jesse, microwavable popcorn.
Yeah, no, never.
Okay. No. Y yo dije, pues estamos en crisis, vamos a ver pelis, popcorn.
Yeah.
Fregón. I come back from my pickup order de la Walmart's. I get home. I'm super excited to pop this popcorn. And the microwave decides to burst into flames.
Yeah, like legit, there's sparks flying. There's smoke coming out. And like this microwave was just not having it.
Y lo intenté en popcorn setting, non-popcorn setting. Porque yo no sé por qué fregados ponen en el microwave box instructions. Mm-hmm. Don't put it on popcorn setting in el micro. So entonces, what is the popcorn setting on the microwave for?
Lo más va puro show. That's it. Just for show. Legit, just
so
for
I
show.
I was pissed. We started YouTubing. Can we pop popcorn on the stovetop? Turns out you can, people. Mm-hmm. It just takes, you know. It's just, you gotta go man cave style.
It's slightly more unconventional.
Sí.
Mm-hmm.
Y tiramos el micro porque
I
couldn't even look at it.
We finally got the dishwasher working. All we did was called Samsung and they were on hold. And by the time they answered, it miraculously started working again.
I think we like pressuramos muchos buttons trying to fix it.
Mm-hmm.
Y como que se tripió.
Mm-hmm.
Pero
I'm
ya.
Tripping.
The dishwasher is fine.
The, ¿cómo se llama? The laundry machine.
All of a sudden we were doing, I was, we, we, me suena maná.
Yo estaba limpiando también.
I was doing laundry.
Uh-huh.
And for some reason, you stayed in the kitchen. I walked away. Creo que I was putting away stuff in el cuarto.
Sí.
And then all of a sudden I came back and like a third of our kitchen was flooded. ¿Cómo no te das cuenta que está a huge thick layer of water on the floor?
Easy. I was in the two-thirds that was not flooded. Así que fácil. That's
la
how.
La cosa es que con el Jesse cuando el Jesse limpia, se pone sus earphones.
Yeah.
Because that thing overflowed.
We're not listening to other podcasters out
pensábamos there. Que era una pipa. Después supimos que no era una pipa. Turns out our washing machine,
sí.
The super setting is going super sane.
Sí, it's going like super, 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 super.
Y se llenó de más o no está calibrando como like the weight or the time. I don't know.
The load.
The size. Uh-huh, yeah. The load. So right now I'm just washing in small and medium.
Has it been working so far?
Sí.
Ah, pues así la vamos a dejar. Hasta que sí. Nos truene.
Mm-hmm.
All right, because that's been a secondhand Craigslist buy, and I intend to keep doing it that way until the end of
yes,
time.
Yes, esa washing machine la hemos tenido desde que nos casamos.
Sí, dude. So it was the best $50 washing machine we've ever had because yeah. it's still going. It's still going, you know.
Guys, o sea, ahorita no es the time to go to Best Buy. First of all, we can't even walk into Best Buy.
You know, it's not like really the time. I'm not really to the point where, first of all, we don't like to call technicians unless we absolutely have to. Y ahora, mm-hmm. like, pues, nos da un poco más de, no miedo, pero más sí, pendiente, sí. Como que, like, okay, let's.
Y con el stimulus check, se me antoja así como unos, like, really chaca, you know, like, really sí, nice sí, wash sí. Con the front load y todo el pedo. That sí. Would be nice.
That'd be nice,
pero no.
No, we gotta play it safe. So we need this house
hasta
to be.
Hasta que truene.
We need this house to be functioning properly because we're holding it down aquí en la casa y pues it's not doing of its part so far, so. You know,
and the ice maker, not to mention, we haven't even fixed that.
See, we haven't fixed the ice maker. The Switch controller, también it's kind of busted, you know, so.
You guys.
You know, si yo le pudiera dar un Yelp review a esta casa, it would be a 6 out of 10 so far. Mm-hmm. You know what, 7 out of 10 because the AC is still 6. Working.
6.5.
7 because the, si nos truena el AC, then 6.
Ay,
yes. Pero
cállate,
no.
Cállate. Esperemos we've had a heat wave, guys.
No. Yeah, it was like 105 degrees out of nowhere, all crazy.
All crazy.
Super nuts. Así que esperemos que eso se quede intact. Well, that's been our update so far. Okay.
That's your transition.
That has been my update so far. I know it's a lot. It's
you
a
guys, lot. Jesse has been coughing. Por eso tiene una cough drop en su boca. Porque, I don't know.
It's allergies again. Like last episode, it was allergies. This episode, it's allergies again. La gente no me va a creer.
Yo no te creo, and I live with you.
It's allergies, you know? Anyways, babe, I have to say,
mm-hmm.
y para que todos nuestros listeners que están escuchando,
mm-hmm.
I love you very much.
I love you too.
Okay. We love each other. Escuchen eso. Jessica and I, we love each other. We've been married for 7 years.
Mm-hmm.
We've been dating for like, you know, two more previous to that.
We've known each other for a decade.
Yeah, we've known each other for a decade. Okay. The good decade, not this crappy decade that we just began in 2020, but like 2010 on, we have been in each other's lives in a very loving way. In fact, we declared a whole episode. Dedicamos un episodio entero. Yeah, various episodes just declaring our love to each other, kind of like super muchas rainbows, muchas butterflies, mucho amor. Huh?
Simón.
Pero. This coronavirus, man, let me tell you, it's getting real out there.
Vamos a sacar los trapitos, Jesse.
Saca los trapitos al sol, porque es la única cosa que puede salir en esos días. We have been spending a lot of time together, and we're trying to vibe. For the most part, you and I can vibe.
Dude, we vibe very well.
All right, we're buddies.
Like, to the point where people don't understand how well we vibe.
Dude, we're friends. Es lo que la gente no entiende. Like, we were friends before we started dating.
I mean, we still are friends, Jesse.
Pero, like we were friends before we started. We were romantically involved. You know what
sí,
I mean?
Claro.
Like, el romance no fue our first thing that popped into our minds, frankly, because primeramente no. Cuando alguien me ve, it's not romantically que me ven at first.
Igual.
Pero era así como una amistad.
Mm-hmm.
So we developed that first. And then we developed our intense.
This is our disclaimer,
para
que no piensen como que like voy a matar.
Yeah. Es que no quiero que piensen que like oh my god, like these people like weird. Is this the reason why we have the dynamic of the
how many divorces are gonna happen after coronavirus?
I don't know, but
that just popped into my head. Not that I want to divorce you, pero digo yo, la gente.
What a weird comment! Like out of nowhere.
I've been seeing a lot of things like oh, how to work from home with your spouse, you know?
Yeah.
Y yo así como que like really people are struggling, but okay.
Well, that's because, again, we're just explaining the dynamic that Jessica and I have. It's because we were friends first. Pero, because we've been seeing a lot more than we have, and we already see each other plenty.
Yes.
Pero now it's been more with the different environment. And this different environment has
kind of been
a
very relaxed environment.
Yeah, it's kind of been showing some signs that maybe we haven't seen as much before. Y algo que, you know, Jessica se ha dado cuenta es de que Corona Jesse is not the same Jesse so far. You know, for example, like you've been saying that day drinking has gone around approximately cuánto?
1,000%.
Not 1,000%.
Jesse.
15. 1,000%. Te pasas 1,000%. Estoy de pedo todo el tiempo.
Mira.
A ver.
La cosa es que...
As I drink a beer right now.
Honestly. don't say that. Cut that out.
Ajá, ¿y luego?
But yes, like... Yo no sé cuándo empiezas a tomar. ¿A qué horas? No te voy a juzgar eso porque, you know, cada mm-hmm. quien and your home.
Mm-hmm.
Pero put it away, like, tíralo.
¿Tira qué?
Like, no tienes, like, un poquito de decencia de decir, voy a llevar esto a la basura.
So, like, no te molesta the fact that I drank a beer at midday. Lo que te molesta es que no tiré the beer cap.
Babe, there's beer caps all over this house. I feel like I'm in a frat house.
Calm down.
Like, ¿te acuerdas cuando nuestro friend andaba de novio con nuestra otra friend, para no decir nombres?
Uh-huh.
Isaac y Diana.
Uh-huh.
Y se venían a quedar a la casa and, like, siempre traían beer, you know? That's cool. Because right. There's a house full of, you know, boys.
Yes.
But this is just you, bro. You're it.
You know,
you guys, in the bedroom, en la recámara, we should post this picture.
Okay.
Encontré next to Jesse's side.
Sí.
Jesse sleeps on the north side. I sleep on. Wait, is that it?
Yeah, sure.
Uh huh. Anywho, like, sus tenis, sus earphones, su dirty t-shirt, y una empty bottle en la recámara. Beer caps en la sala, in your recording, in the recording studio here, underneath the dining table. Like, ¿qué es eso?
Yeah,
¿qué es eso, Jesse?
I do have to say that I apologize for the beer caps.
But why do they end up on the floor, bro?
You know, it's because they time travel and I can't locate them all the time. Because las botellas, si las reciclo, like a responsible adult.
Sí, pero, o sea... Walk me through it.
A ver.
Abres la beer.
Sí.
¿Y qué haces con la ficha?
Most of the time, I'm holding it in my hand like this because I like to fiddle with it. Y luego la parte así como rasposita, like it feels good on my arm, like not my arm. Yeah, my arm.
Pero too. No, don't you notice que se te cae?
Like a veces me rasco like así. Oh, like this, like, me rasco el codo. It feels really good, you know, because this is a really good scratcher. Y I just hold it, you know, and I press it like right there in the palm of my hand. You know, the little Sharpie edges, like, just to the point, like, it feels, no sé, como que, de nuevo, me da como, like, me rasca bien, no, it feels good. Pero, like, I'm usually doing something else, y pues, no sé, se me olvida. Uh-huh. And then I get distracted because I have ADHD, acuérdate de eso.
Vamos a eso.
Blame it on the ADHD.
Vamos a eso.
Y pues, se me olvida dónde la dejo, de vez en cuando, de vez en cuando.
Bueno, I'm gonna blame it on my hormonal imbalance, que no me... Me sacas de mis, ¿cómo?
De tus casillas.
Ándale.
Sí. You know, I've also, I've been trying to establish a routine. I have a lot of hopes and dreams about this new quarantine version, cuarentena edition rutina, pero I don't think it's there yet. It's not 100% there. You're staring at me como que like, ajá.
It's not there.
Oh my God. Okay.
How many naps do you have to take in a day?
Twice. Two naps a day. One at 3 p.m. 3 p.m. naps have been my thing lately.
Yeah, I know. It's annoying.
I like them. ¿Por qué no te gustan a ti?
Because you get nothing done. We get nothing done because you're sleeping.
Also, like, you've noticed that maybe my idea of cleaning, no hay mucha prisa lately to clean for me.
Uh-huh, uh-huh,
so that's been another thing que, you know, we've had a couple of toques on.
¿Toques or choques?
Choques.
Mira, la cosa
rosas.
Es
uh-huh.
que tú estás aquí todo el día.
Sí.
Jesse todavía no entiende el fenómeno de you clean as you go. So, it's like, se hace un sandwich, saca el queso, lo deja ahí, you know. Saca el pan, ahí lo deja. Saca el ham, ahí lo deja.
Mm-hmm.
La mayonesa, ahí la deja.
Oh, pues.
La Valentina, la Cholula, whatever the heck you're gonna use, ahí lo
deja. O sea, que todo el refri o qué?
Yes. Sacas todo el maldito refri Haces tu sandwich, masterpiece. Your sandwiches are great.
Yes, they're delicious.
I will not deny that.
You posted them.
Pero luego te sientas en la couch.
Para comerme el sandwich.
A ver algo.
Sí.
Te comes el sandwich.
Delicious.
Pasan como 2-3 horas.
1 hora. Okay.
2-3 horas. No, porque ya el queso está sudado así medio nasty. On top of the counter. Ya la lechuga está, you know.
Pudriendo.
Es está, ¿cómo se dice? Like her crunchiness is withering.
Yes.
And then, this is what happens, people.
Mm.
Llegan las 6-7 de la noche y yo, porque yo no soy tu mamá, right?
Right.
A mí no me gusta andarte gritando todo el tiempo a que limpies y hagas, porque digo, you know, you're a grown man.
Uh-huh.
I have been letting you sit in your filth.
Oh, so this is a conscious choice.
I have been letting it happen.
Yeah.
Being like, okay, Jessica, don't trip, like, there's no need to raise your voice. There's no need. Because of this whole time that you have. Right?
Porque tengo más tiempo libre.
Sí, porque sí. Yo, he's going to get to it. It's okay. Pero son las 9 de la noche. Y el mal, las cosas todavía están ahí. And I'm like, bro, can you at least put away the stuff that's perishable? Like the dairy things, you know?
Uh-huh.
Put it away. You do put that away at 9 at night. Pero dejas el vaso, dejas las napkins todas sucias, dejas el plato, dejas the empty beer bottles. And you say, I'm going to do this tomorrow morning. Okay? And
yeah.
Then
yeah.
I go to work because I'm an essential worker.
Oh.
I go to work. I go to work. I come back from work.
Uh-huh.
And the same stuff is on the counter.
Rinse and repeat.
Didn't even put it away.
Oh, pues.
You didn't even clean it up.
I haven't even gotten to the rinse part.
Because I arrive when Jesse's windling down for nap time, people.
Sí.
Es lo que pasa.
Uh-huh. All right. So that's what
this
Jessica...
is a great therapy session.
That's what Jessica has been dealing with. Pero lo que no sabe
pero
ella...
Pero yo te amo, ¿ok? Te amo.
Lo que no sabe ella is that I've been dealing with her, too.
I know. I've been a pain.
Okay, because una cosa...
Pero
is,
I have a hormonal imbalance.
Okay, uh-huh. Sí. Sí, we're all blaming things. Corona Jessica is not the same Jessica either.
No.
No es la misma.
I'm
because,
so sassy.
All because she's going to an actual office. All of a sudden, she thinks she's the breadwinner de la casa. La Jessica no entiende that I'm working still. I'm working from home. I'm trying to teach from home. You know how impossible it is to try to teach from home? Like, si por cierto, chamaco no se callaban, you know, apenas ponían las, they would barely put the effort when I was physically there to say, yo, bro, ponte las pilas. Mm-hmm. Now it's like a lot harder. Even though I'm enjoying doing the YouTube videos, even though I'm enjoying like being creative with the work from home teaching method, mm-hmm. It's been a lot of annoying conferences, a lot of like annoying like, hey, teachers, how are we helping our students succeed in life? And we're like, well, it's been a challenge because you told the students that they don't have to do the work. Well, it's because we don't want to add extra trauma to them. Entonces, ¿cómo?
This is a traumatic time for a lot of kids.
Sí, lo es. Pero like, no vengas si te quejes conmigo que mis estudiantes no están haciendo el trabajo que yo les di cuando tú mismo les dices la, you know, la opción de no hacer el trabajo.
Yeah, that's been frustrating.
So like, you know, so it's been...
So then I think like, well, it doesn't really matter. So why are you trying so hard?
Because they, first of all, like, I feel as a professional, I have to. Mm-hmm. Like, I would not feel like I did it justice.
Pero como
if
que
I,
a qué horas empieza tu conferencia?
Empiezo yo a las 7:30 de la mañana a hacer answer emails y hacer...
You are such a liar. Yo a esa hora me voy al trabajo and okay. You're still asleep.
Empiezo
like Jan from the office.
7:45 de la mañana.
No.
Okay, no, no más tarde de las 8 for sure.
No. 8:30.
8 de la mañana.
Okay, ¿oíste eso, Mr. Sharp? Él empieza a las 8 de la mañana.
8 de la mañana empiezo. Y el lunes tenemos conferencias hasta mediodía. De 9 de la mañana till midday, dude. Okay. And it's just one big pep rally, one big like, and they're all asking us the same question.
Hey, it's como mandatory.
See, dude, that's the worst part because they send you a Google form that you have to like fill out and then like put 3 things that you drew from it and whatever. Like, I legit just think they're doing it just to like try to justify our pay. You
okay,
know?
Pero miren. Yo.
So, estoy trabajando.
Sí, pero I.
Uh-huh.
Yo este mes de abril también tuve semanas que trabajé from home. Okay. A veces puedes averiguar, te las puedes arreglar para poner tu conference en la cocina. Y si necesitas poner dishes away, put dishes away. Like, do you have to be sitting facing the camera?
I guess I should. I guess I don't have to for the staff conferences. But with the ones with the students, I do.
Pues sí, pero those are just, ¿qué? 2 hours?
Yeah, those are just 2 hours. So, like, you know, I dedicate two hours de 10 a 12, 10 de la mañana, 12 del mediodía to, like, students to come in. And, pero, like, the point is, que, like, I've been working and Jessica se lo olvida. Jessica se lo olvida, you know. And
the point is que tenemos que recordarles que Jessie's still working.
All of a sudden, she's the breadwinner. All of a sudden, like, la neta, equality is out the window, okay? We went full misogyny on this one, full 1950s. Llega la Jessica, como I Love Lucy, saying, honey, I'm home, you know, y quiere el lonche, listo. Así como bien doñita mexicana, yo, sí, sí, señor. Teniéndole el lonche ready to go. Y si no está la casa, like, así sparkling clean, and if I'm not done up and dolled up, como que, like, fallé in life, you know what I mean? Like,
no es cierto.
Todavía estás en pijamas, ¿por qué no te has puesto maquillaje? ¿Por qué no te has puesto tus tacones?
No, guácala.
Jessica has been in full mode.
Mira, the thing is, you guys, ya saben, I'm a gold, I have an itinerary. Even if I'm working from home, I have goals and I have a schedule. I gotta hit certain things to be on schedule.
Y esa es la cosa, like, your idea of efficiency is different than my idea of efficiency.
Clearly, Jesse. Clearly.
Yeah, it has been.
Yo llego. Mira, primeramente, you know this. I don't wake up early enough and I don't care about breakfast enough to eat before I leave.
Sí.
That's why, you know,
you leave.
My lively source is pre-made protein shakes.
Right.
Because I just grab and go.
Mm-hmm.
And Jesse y yo hemos hablado de esto, de que si yo pudiera sobrevivir como las plantas con fotosíntesis, I would love that. Because I don't like to take the time to stop and eat.
You'd be down for that, yes.
When I have things to get done. And I know that sounds horrible. But anyways, sí me gusta la comida, but it's just like, I have things to do. Entonces, yo, primeramente, si no agarré la protein shake, que a veces me pasa, when I come home, I'm starving.
Uh-huh.
I mean, okay, let's remind the people, I work part-time.
Uh-huh. So, but she's the breadwinner, y'all. Okay?
Yeah, yeah. Entonces, yo estaba trabajando de 8 a mediodía.
Sí.
Some days, okay? Me varía.
Uh-huh.
Entonces, yo, I don't take a lunch at work because my lunch is when my shift ends.
Right.
Entonces, todavía voy a la Walmart, you know, most Mondays to pick up our groceries, you know, and then I head home and I'm starving, bro.
Yeah.
I'm starving y todavía está la cocina patas para arriba, beer bottles and beer caps all over the floor. And I'm thinking, because you're working, que también a las 12, you're going to have lunch. But turns out that you had breakfast like 20 minutes ago, so dejaste todo otra vez afuera. Y a mí no me hiciste nada. Y yo así como que, what?
All right, but like, acá en serio, to be fair, like, I think I want to say 7 out of the 10 times te he tenido lunch.
Sí.
Te he limpiado. It's just been the few times que se han aumentado. Like, por ejemplo, if we were working normally, if we had our normal routine, this would probably happen once a month, you know, if that. Yeah. Pero como he estado mucho en casa, it's been like happening 3 times a month. Mm-hmm. And it's como que, like,
y mi pensar es como que aquí está el refri. Aquí está la estufa.
Sí, sí.
You know, when we're working, we're out. You don't even have time to leave campus.
No, I don't.
If we don't pack lunch, you know? So you eat at the cafeteria. I go down the street to, like, a restaurant, I pick up whatever and I eat, you know?
Sí.
No hay pedo.
Pero aquí es diferente.
Pero la expectación es un poquito diferente, Jesse.
I get it, you know, and that's no kind of where
no
we're at.
No te estoy pidiendo chiles rellenos con frijoles de la olla recién hechos. Like, that's not it. I'm just saying, like.
Pero no te gustan los sándwiches.
Los tuyos sí, de vez en cuando.
De vez en cuando.
I gotta be in the mood for us.
Yeah.
But
I get it.
What would be my perfect lunch? Tell the people. para que vean que yo no pido mucho en la vida tampoco.
Una quesadilla de queso vegano, tortilla de maíz con una fruta, posiblemente una ensalada on the side. Y by ensalada means like pepinos cortados.
Or cherry tomatoes.
Or cherry tomatoes.
O sea, no es tan... O sea, yo sé que yo también me lo puedo hacer, you sí, know?
But it'd be nice.
Pero you're home and it'd be nice.
I get it. But, and again...
Y acuérdense.
I have done
si
it.
Yo no trabajara.
Ajá.
Si yo no trabajara.
Sí.
I would have a lot of... The days that I don't work, I make food.
Right.
Okay. Si yo no trabajara, it'd be different.
Y creo que a lo que vamos con eso es de que the days, the more days that I have been doing it, because I've been doing it a lot more often since this whole quarantine has been going on, is de que I feel like, okay, babe, that's fine. I hear you. But at the same time, like for me, it feels like these are just little things. You know what I mean?
Oh, yeah, they are.
They're just totally like, little. They're nitpicky things.
It's so
things,
petty.
You know, so nitpicky things. And I'm just thinking like, babe, like, ya sé que no te dice el lonche, pero acuérdate que hay una pandemia mundial, so there's bigger problems out there. So relax, you know what I mean? Like, el otro día, I don't know what we were, like, we were arguing about something dumb, like something about me leaving the cabinets open or something. Because I have this tendency of leaving the cabinets open.
¿Eres tú o todos los hombres de todo el mundo?
Y honestly, you were just going off como que like, ay, I can't believe you're leaving the cabinets open. And I was just like, and I just made a comment, como que like, oh my God, like, si te llegas a morir del coronavirus.
Yeah.
Like, if this coronavirus kills you, like, I'm just telling you right now, que me voy a volver a casar. Y me voy a casar con un, like, una, some prisoner of war refugee. Sordomuda.
Yeah, is it Asia?
I said, yeah, some Asian refugee prisoner of war, right? Some, like, Chinese, like, repressed woman who has never seen freedom in her life. Like, me voy a casar con una de esas. Para que, like, el día que...
Survivor of a concentration camp.
Survivor of a concentration camp. I'm gonna marry one of those chicks out there. Para que el día de mañana, cuando deje el gabinete abierto y ella entre a la cocina, diga, ah, it could be worse.
I was like, what?
I went off on this, like, 5-minute rant on my ideal refugee wife if you were to die of the coronavirus. Porque estabas enojada because I left the cabinets abiertos, dude.
Dude, it's still funny. It's still funny. We cried, laughed so hard at the kitchen. I was like, first of all, she's 100. Good luck.
Una doñita hunchback. Pero no me va a rezongar.
No.
Porque dejé una ficha en el suelo. You know what I mean?
Oh, God.
I know. And if you guys think this conversation is weird, let me tell you guys something about Jessica and I. Since we've had more time to talk, but Jessica and I, first of all, siempre, we've always been good at talking, which is why we have a podcast, FYI, ¿verdad?
A successful podcast.
A successful 14,000 listens podcast followed by El Primo de un Amigo That Might Be a Celebrity podcast. Mm-hmm. So a popular topic that Jessica and I like to talk about ever since day one de que nos hemos casado.
Yeah, October 21st, we had this conversation.
Tú te mueres, si tú te llegas a morir, te volverías a casar. Like, on our way to the honeymoon destination.
Yeah, eso es exagerado.
Así como
es
que
cierto.
Like, hey, babe, si este avión se cae.
Oh, sí, es cierto.
Yeah.
We did fly through Hurricane Sandy.
That's what I'm saying. We had this conversation. Like, if you were to die in a freak accident of a plane accident, te volverías a casar.
Sí.
These conversations come back and forth every now and then.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
So ahorita, since, you know.
Every anniversary, we kind of check in on each other. You know, like.
What's the vibe? Vibe check.
Mm-hmm.
You know, this conversation, because of the pandemic, has surged. So, surgió recientemente.
And como yo soy la esencial, volvemos a repetir.
Okay.
Yo soy la que tiene más probabilidad de contagio.
Sí.
O de transmitir.
Verdad. Así que si uno de los dos no llegáramos a morir, the question is, ¿te volverías a casar?
Mm-hmm.
And we kind of just check in with what our answers are yearly. Ahorita, for this year, Jessica's answer, what would your answer be?
No, yo no me volvería a casar.
Tú no te volverías a casar. My answer currently is...
Prisoner of war only.
Prisoner of war. Sordomuda.
Asian. Okay, Tell the people why Asian. Okay. You have a reason.
So I saw this movie, which is like some kung fu dude. It's like any other Bruce Lee movie you've seen in your life.
¿Y tenía subtítulos?
Sí. I mean, they like basically show like these pre-World War II China. And like this guy is like a dojo dude. And like basically his wife once disagreed with him. And she's like, I don't agree with this. And like the most quiet, faint voice que has escuchado en tu vida.
A ver, ¿cómo?
Así como que like, no sé qué es. I don't know how to say anything in Chinese besides ni hao. I'm going to say ni hao.
No, just say it in English, but like what tone, the tone.
Okay, so the tone was like, así como que like, like me in ASMR, I don't agree with you. Like, okay, así, well. Pero like, you know what? That tone that I just used was too much. Mm. It was softer. It was like, I don't think that this is the best idea.
She voiced her opinion in a very kind, you know, like, soft way.
Are you sure that this is the best idea? That uh-huh. kind of tone?
Uh huh.
She said that in front of her husband and some guests at the house.
So then she just honored her cow.
So she then like, you know, apologized and said, I'm sorry for making a scene. And she respectfully left. And I was like, oh my. Wow, that's making a scene for her? That is so crazy. That is like such a crazy
pan to your Latina wife.
I know, dude. Like, that is such a crazy cultural phenomenon to me. Like, you know, acá, mientras acá la mexicanota, like, haciendo un alborote. Las fichas, mijo, las fichas. And I'm like, oh, my God. You know what I mean? Like, so that's why I said Asian, you know?
Mm-hmm.
But anyways, the answer to the question is, si volvería yo a casar, my answer is ahorita que sí. Si me volvería a casar. Let's go over the reasons why.
Jessica
listed some reasons why that she's going to share with us right now. A ver, go for it. What are your reasons? Why not? ¿Por qué no te volvieras a casar?
La mera neta.
Ajá. Uh-huh.
Qué flojera. Qué flojera. The dating scene at the time is abysmal. Is that the proper word?
Sí, sure.
It's abysmal, Jesse. Yeah. Like, I don't believe in Tinder.
You know? Right. I'm glad you don't.
La gente ya no se conoce organically like before.
No, it's hard.
And it's, I can't vibe with that. I can't vibe with that. Y luego es como volver a reiniciar todo lo semi-interesante que ha sido mi vida. To a new person and not talk about you.
Oh, that's interesting. So like you would have to like, it would be like the first time we try Thai food. You already tried Thai food. So the next time.
That one time when Jesse and I, like all of my uh-huh. stories are Jesse and I, like.
Yeah.
That's hard. I don't think that it's como like. I don't know. I know some people do it, right? It's fine. Pero I don't see myself like doing anything new with anybody else because everything, you know, we got married so young. So everything, mira, si el coronavirus hubiera sido COVID like 2015.
COVID 15?
Uh-huh. Yo in my early 20s, uh-huh. sas, si me vuelvo a casar. But now that I'm reaching 30, it's like, why? What for?
You feel like 30 is too old already?
No, it's not too old. I just want to be alone.
Okay.
I want to be alone and I don't want to explain myself and I don't want to like, ¿cómo te diré? Like, todo, ¿cómo te diré? How do I say this in Spanish?
You don't want to re-potty train a new
house. I don't want a house break.
Sí.
Another guy.
Sí.
It's like, como explicar todo desde el principio. O sea, todo lo que tú conoces de mí, mi trauma de niñez, mi trauma después, like everything, like start again, all over again.
It did take years to get to know all of that, to be fair. Yeah.
And it's just like recalibrate another brain to deal with my craziness. No. No quiero. Ahorita digo que no quiero.
Ahorita dices que no quieres. Y si no te volvieras a casar, where would you go?
Mira. Two of my closest friends están single hasta la fecha. And, you know, one might need, like, financial help.
you go support her?
Sí, dude. Roommate it up with the girlfriend.
There you go.
That's it.
Travel.
You know? Travel, if COVID lets me. But it's like, no, I don't want to. I don't want to. And like I said, like meeting people right now is very, it's very different than before. And when I listen to like my single friends trying to, you know, I know.
But hemos visto, like, you know, we thought of different people. Que, like if their partners were to die, like, oh, then this person would, you know.
Yo me muero contigo.
Uh-huh. Or we've also seen like, oh, this person would be better off.
Que honestly, if si yo contagio COVID, like you're coming down with me. You know that, right?
Because of my allergies.
And yes, bro. Tom Hanks went down. His wife went down.
But they're not dead.
No.
As far as you know.
If we're living in the same house, it's kind of hard.
Yeah, we'll both get it.
Uh-huh.
Sure.
So no cantes victoria, Jesse.
I know. Y my biggest question is si yo me llego a morir. ¿Quién más va a aguantar, bro?
¿Quién más me va? Nadie, Jesse. Nadie. Neta que la pienso, ni quiero regresar a la casa de mi mamá y mi papá porque no me van a aguantar. Oh, no me van a aguantar.
Yeah, it'd be especially like after living alone for this much. Yeah, no se puede, dude. Too much.
Yeah, it is too much. But you have good life insurance, so.
You'd be good in that sense.
Uh-huh. I could be here a while.
Yeah. So that's your definitive answer, entonces, por ahorita.
Sí.
No.
Check it another decade. Gotcha. If you're still alive.
Gotcha. Well, you know, my reasons en cuanto porque sí. Number one, I told you this before. I suck at being alone.
Yeah. Yeah. Most guys.
But you know, pero no nomás es cuanto like, you know, again, like I'm a social person. So you are the one that I socially interact with. You know what I mean? Like, encima de todos. So I feel like cuando estoy solo, and I mean like solo en el sentido, like for example.
Cuando yo me voy a mis 4 horas de trabajo.
Nelly, ¿te acuerdas cuando te ibas like por una semana? Like for training purposes, te ibas como like 3-4 days for like a work training or something or a seminar or a conference.
Sí.
Like I've done this like no nomás cuando estamos casados, but I've noticed this también like when I've traveled alone for like a month or two. When I'm alone, I'm a more useless version of myself.
Más fichas,
dude. Más fichas, like no sé, como que if I'm not around somebody, then I feel like I don't have to try anything. You know what I mean? So
you lack motivation.
Yeah, like
Jesse es como de esas tipo de personas que si quiere hacer ejercicio necesita ir a una clase con like buddy system.
I believe the buddy
like,
system.
Like I really think you're just annoyed at your brother about CrossFit, but I really think that you would vibe with the CrossFit mentality of like a group.
Yeah, but I'm already dairy free, so I can't be CrossFit also. Like, yes, demasiado. You know what I mean?
You're not dairy free. You eat cheese a ton.
I'm dairy free milk.
Okay.
Yes, demasiado. You know, I'm already an almond milk drinker. Yeah, no. Yeah, no.
For me to get a gym membership, it took years for me to like warm up to the idea. And then I shopped around so much because I hated it. I hated going to a gym and like running into people that I knew from high school that I didn't want to talk to. I know some of you listen to this podcast because you follow the 50-50. Yeah, it's awkward. Don't want to interact.
That's because your whole social anxiety just messes you up.
Yeah,
dude.
It does. Pero anyway, okay, like tengo 2 años. I was 2 years going to the same gym. Finally, I was like vibing.
Mm-hmm.
And then this happened.
And this happened, yeah.
So I, and I'm okay with working out at home because if I put it in my itinerary, it's going to get done. So that's the type of person I am. Jesse needs someone there.
I need someone there.
So yeah, you.
And it's not even necessarily like, you know.
Do you feel like the dating scene would be great for you?
I think it would just for the sake of getting to know people because I'm really good at getting to know people.
Shoot, that's true.
You know, I'm really good at that first because I'm like, for example, when I meet somebody, it's always like, okay, well, tell me about yourself. And yeah, it's just them going on. You know what I mean?
Mm-hmm.
Así que es.
Mi mamá me decía, ay, el Jesse es muy, él es bien flirty.
No,
el Jesse es bien volado. And I'm like, mom, he's just nice. Like, he just talks to people.
I just want to know what they're about. Like, I legit want to hear from you. And
pero ahorita
that's
que
in
es
my
más,
nature.
Que es más como online stuff. Like, how do you organically meet people now?
I think
Coffee shops. You freaking love going to a coffee shop.
Yeah, coffee shops.
Just starting conversation with the randomest people,
dude,
and corner me into also starting conversations with the same person.
¿Cuántas random conversations no hemos tenido because I just go and initiate it? De la nada. Pero like a lo que voy es en cuanto like I feel like I need people around me, not because I want them to like step me and guide me every step of the way. No, it's because cuando tengo someone next to me, me motiva a me to do something.
Mm-hmm.
Por ejemplo, like
this podcast.
Like not just this podcast, but like for example, I know that I like entertaining people, like in this podcast, ¿verdad?
Yes.
Pero how many times in the house am I not trying to dedicate you?
Yes.
I dedicate so much time in the day just to make you laugh.
Yeah, entertain me. Just and the dogs.
Dude, just to entertain you. Like cuando me pongo a jugar con los perros, it's in front of you.
Mm-hmm.
You know, cuando me pongo a hacer a remix una canción and butcher it completely in Spanish,
mm-hmm.
it's to make you smile and to make you laugh.
Mm-hmm.
I dedicate a huge chunk
in
making you smile.
The bar is really high. That's why I don't want to date anyone.
Stop. This is getting too mushy too fast.
Retract. Dejas los calzones all over the floor, Jesse.
No manches. I know, babe. But like that's honestly the thing. Yo, when you're around, I just want to make you smile. I want to make you happy. Unfortunately, eso es lo que significa es que when you're not around, cuando estás trabajando,
you have no one to entertain.
So therefore, no limpio. Porque qué casualidad que me pongo a limpiar the moment you walk in the door. All of a sudden, I'm Cinderella. Acá ando yo lo.
Y lo que estoy haciendo, because like ya te estoy agarrando tu ritmo, right?
Sí.
Lo que estoy haciendo es que te hablo cuando voy a salir.
Sí.
O cuando ya salí.
Cuando me pongo
you
las pilas.
You have X amount of time
to look busy, bro.
Before I arrive. You know?
Sí.
Y de vez en cuando I toy with you y no te digo nada. And literally, as I'm entering our city, you call me and I'm like, bro, I'm entering the city.
Oh, no.
Ready or not, here I come.
Rush, I get the broom. Naomi, ponte a limpiar los platos. And like, in ese sentido, and that's just, I know that because I'm a people person, así reacciono yo. So whenever I'm with you, mi día revuelve on how can I make you feel better? How can I make you feel, you know, wanted, loved, entertained, mm-hmm. everything.
Yeah, I know.
So, for that reason,
you do a good job.
Si tú no estuvieras aquí, if you were like, some horrible accident were to happen,
or COVID,
I would
or
be
COVID-19.
Completely devastated.
Mm-hmm.
Pero it would do me no good being alone.
Because would get really depressed.
Because if I have no one to live for me, that's difficult. Así que,
but live for yourself, babe.
I don't know how to do that, apparently.
Should I PS I love it to you? Should
Dude,
I leave you letters?
Please PS
to get
me,
you out
I love
of
me
bed?
So, please PS I love you so hard.
Okay, like, Nana, we're on it.
Yeah, that would be great. You know, that way I can read him with like my future girlfriend and be like, aw.
That's fine. How was your time at the concentration camp?
I do have to say though, like if si tú te llegaras a morir and I would remarry, would be a great time to venture out of the Latina world. No more Latinas for me.
Oh, okay.
They're too hot-blooded, bro. Like,
yeah,
no
we
sé,
are.
Like, agarran norte, agarran visa, and all of a sudden se creen la gran cosa. Like, you
I'm
know?
From here. What are you talking about? You take that back.
Bro, all of a sudden, antes muerta que sencilla.
You're
like,
gonna miss that. You're gonna miss that. Te va a enfadar la little Asian always saying yes to you. Te vas a enfadar real quick.
Una sumisita, así como que like. I probably would get bored, you know?
Heck yeah.
I probably would get bored. I'd like the struggle,
go
bro.
Go somewhere else. Go to like, no sé, Ireland. Someone wild, así como que.
Like, I think Irish girls are more wild than Latinas. I don't know, man. Latinas are wild.
They just want a good time.
Yeah, I don't know.
Wild, like they just want a good time.
Maybe I should go like, no sé.
Just find an orange. No. Marry somebody orange.
Somebody orange. Yeah. There you go. I like the color spectrum.
Yeah. You're going to die within the first 5 years
yeah,
of that probably, marriage, but
you
know.
Probably are in a skydiving accident.
Andale, algo así. Mm-hmm.
Pero that is my
You definitely
answer.
Can't marry a blue.
Oh, God, no. I cannot marry a blue. I know.
I wish you guys could see his face. Parece que alguien te puso like stinky feet en la cara.
I don't know why. Maybe it's because like I feel like they're too needy. No, anyways. No color bashing.
Moving on.
No color bashing.
I'm a blue.
But that is my answer. Babe, it's obvious que even in like the most joking of situations, like, los queremos mucho. I love you.
Yeah, babe. I don't want you to die of coronavirus.
I don't want you to die, period.
Because then it's like you're going to be in the hospital by yourself and that's going to hurt more.
Yeah.
You being there by yourself.
That's been tough.
Intubated.
That's horrible. People are going through that right now. My God. It's
horrible.
It is.
It's a scary thought.
Las llamadas that you called of those circumstances are heartbreaking.
Yeah, I don't like my job right now.
I know, babe. Babe, no quiero que te mueras.
No, I know.
I love you.
We still have a lot to live.
We do.
Live through.
I want more stories.
Pero qué like machine, o sea, we live through a pandemic.
If, so far.
If we live through it. and it's like, ¿qué? What else do you have to show for in a new relationship? To me, it's just like, it's not negotiable.
Yeah, exactly. For me, I made so many memories with you that all I want, honestly, is to make more.
Yeah.
And we leave this question off to you, que están escuchando. If you are with someone with your special other, si ellos llegaron a morir.
No, don't. That's not the question. The question is, ¿qué tanto te están sacando los
trapitos?
Sí.
¿Cuántos trapitos te han sacado?
No, that's not the word. ¿Cuándo? Like. What are some of the most frustrating things that are happening during quarantine with your significant other, with your parents, with your siblings? Mm-hmm. Jenny, I know you have lots to say about your siblings.
Yeah. Kidding. What are the pet peeves that are really irking you right now because of the quarantine? Mm-hmm. Let us know. That is the question que nosotros vamos a hacer presente a ustedes. Que le estamos haciendo nosotros. Yeah, hit that blue one right there. No, not that one. The next blue one. Perfect right there. So we want to leave that question off to you guys. What are those irks that are currently going on in your household? Who is driving you crazy because of the quarantine? Mm-hmm. We told you the things that are driving us a little nut, pero sin duda, entre tú y yo, hay amor todavía.
Sí.
I love you, babe.
I love you too.
Hey, le damos muchas gracias a todos. Thank you all for listening to
The 50-50.
And that's it for this episode of the 50-50. That was fun.
So fun.
I had a good time.
I had a great time.
I ended up upset that we hate each other, but no, babe. We really love each other.
Ay. Que piensen lo que piensen.
Gente, nosotros nos queremos y si ustedes no entienden, entonces no entienden nuestro amor.
No entienden que las parejas de hoy en día se pueden, ¿cómo se dice?
Vacilar. Yeah. Playful banter that we've always had because we're great friends. My best friend.
You're my best friend.
I love you.
I love you too.
If you guys want more of this, please tune into The 50-50. We are available on all streaming platforms. Also, check out our website, the5050.com, the50fy.com. We're super active on Instagram. We're almost at 500 followers. What?
What?
That's crazy, huh?
Yeah, that's
we're almost
a
there.
Weird.
Our Instagram is the50fy. Check us out. Drop in a comment. Say hi. Give us a like. We love feedback. I think it's something that we really appreciate is...
You love feedback.
I love feedback, man. Give us a feedback. Give us a review. Share it with your friends. Si te están gustando este contenido. You know? Other than that, we try to post every other 2 weeks. Every 2 weeks. Every other week, we're posting in a new tema. Como se han notado... ¿Cómo le digo? If you guys notice, our podcast is in Spanglish. So if there's any topic that you guys want us to tackle... En este formato, with our perspective of two cultures mixed in into one lifetime, let us know.
Yeah.
Yeah, we'd love to hear things like that. There's a couple that we're working on. Our friend Chris has sent us some. Chris, no se me olvidó tu topic. I'm just trying to blend this in. It's been difficult
Chris,
now.
Chris, this is what happened. We were going to record it super early in the season. And then...
COVID.
COVID. It took longer to record with Ford.
Yeah.
You know, us, then him, blah, blah. It was a lot of like back and forth.
Le echó la culpa al gringo.
And we wanted that to be the first episode because he had other things planned in his year.
It's your fault, gringo.
And then we really appreciate it. And then this whole thing unraveled super fast, super quick. The people we were going to have over, you know, now they can't come over.
COVID. But it's working. We're working on this.
We're simmering it. Obviously, you can send another microphone like you did to Ford. So we're gonna make it happen because it's a great topic.
Another topic that we're gonna work on is with Rosa. Rosa reviews something about movie perspectives on a bicultural upbringing.
When did we decide to do that?
We did actually a long time ago. Remember I told you?
Sure.
Te dije about Rosa from Twitter. She's like leaving us great comments.
Thank you, Rosa from Twitter.
Yeah, she's always doing us shout outs.
Okay.
Yeah, she's a great person. She's really, really nice. Except that I haven't mentioned it in a long time. So that's probably you're like, wait, what? Legit, this was like in 2019. Like September of 2019, dude.
Oh, yeah. Right when we got back from our trip.
Yeah, it's been a while. Desde entonces, hemos querido hacer algo y no hemos podido.
Well, that's... Jesse, I don't like it when you leave people like that. Like,
I know.
Get it done.
I know.
There's expectations here.
And it's going to happen. Así que...
Rosa, I will personally make sure that this happens. I didn't know that we had committed to something.
There you go. When Jessica knows it gets done. Así de sencillo.
Por eso no me dijiste.
And thank you, everybody, for listening to...
The 50-50.